Madam Clerk?
21 members present.
The quorum to conduct business, Mr. Majority Leader.
Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Foster and Samuels be excused from the Caldwell House until noon today.
Objection, those members shown as excused. Leading the invocation this morning is Representative Wilson. Members, please rise for the invocation.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your steadfast love and care for us. Forgive us for the way we, at this time of year, the way we act in our frustration to others. Help us these last few days of session and through the special session to show respect to each other through our actions and our words. Give us wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and discernment as we debate the PPT and decide how we will vote on other various issues. Be with our families who are anxious to have us home. Protect them and keep them safe while we're here in Juneau going about the state's business. Thank you, Father, for all the blessings you have bestowed upon each person in this body. And all these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Representative Newman, you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, and indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would ask that beautiful prayer be spread across the journal
Objection.
Today.
Objection. That beautiful prayer will be spread across the journal. Madam Clerk, please certify the journal for the previous legislative day.
I certify the correctness of the journal for the 113th legislative day.
Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal of the previous day be approved as certified by the Chief Clerk.
Objection. The journal as presented by the Chief Clerk will be certified. Are there guests for introduction this morning? Senator Capps, are brief at ease. House, come back to order. House, come back to order. Representative Capster.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning. Here all the way from Tintituliak, which is outside of Bethel, a little village whose name means place of many caribou, we have four 7th, 8th, and 9th graders here and their teacher, and I'd like to introduce them if they could please stand when I call their name. We have Andrea Joseph, Paula Ivan, Nick McIntyre, Rita Andrew, and their teacher, Greg Poirier. Will you please help me welcome them to Juneau?
Other guests. Representative Cartula.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, on the other side of the equation, from Juneau, the students who went to Tintituliak, and on behalf of the taller representative from Juneau, I'd like to introduce Cole Bossio and Summer Christensen. And when I asked them what their most favorite things about Tintituliak were, Summer replied, ice fishing, and Cole replied, the fish trap. So from Juneau, our kids that went to Tintituliak.
Other guests? Representative Gardner.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the Taylor Gallery behind me, sitting next to Yeliana Bakulina, who's known to everybody in this building and who was my former intern, is my current intern. And Michaela Bradner is with me from now till the end of session, and I'm really pleased to have her. And thank you. Please help me welcome her.
Any other guests? Madam Clerk, do you have any messages from the governor?
A message dated May 1st stating that in accordance with Alaska Statute 3905080, the governor submits the following names for legislative confirmation. Ms. Mary Keller to the Assessment Review Board.
Oh, let's see here. To the Finance Committee.
Ray Stoney to the Big Game Commercial Services Board.
Resources.
Jeremiah Campbell to the Board of Fisheries.
Resources.
And Jeff Hebert to the Professional Teaching Practices.
Yes.
Message dated April 26 stating that the governor has signed the following and transmitted the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 269, Judiciary Release of Hazardous Substance, Chapter Number 15, SLA 2006. And a message dated April 28 stating that the governor has signed the following: committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 274, Finance Practice of Accounting, Chapter Number 16, SLA 2006. There's no further messages from the governor.
Are there messages from the other body?
A message dated May 1st stating the Senate has passed and returned committee substitute for House Bill 394, Labor and Commerce, amended. And a message dated May 1st stating the Senate has concurred in the House amendment to committee substitute for Senate Bill 298, thus adopting House committee substitute for committee substitute for Senate Bill 298, Judiciary. And message dated May 1st stating the Senate has passed and transmitted the following for consideration. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 169, Judiciary, by the Senate Judiciary Committee, entitled an act relating to release of information and individual workers' compensation records and providing for an effective date.
Brief at ease. Let's go back to order. Right. 169 will go to finance. Madam Clerk.
Senate Bill 271 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor entitled an act authorizing the Commissioner of Transportation and Public Facilities to participate in certain federal highway programs and relating to that authorization relating to powers of the Attorney General to waive immunity from suit in federal court related to those programs and providing for an effective date.
Also finance.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 274, State Affairs, by the Senate State Affairs Committee, entitled an act relating to the disposition of forfeited surplus and unclaimed firearms by the state.
Finance.
Senate Bill 317 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor entitled an act relating to the purchase by the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation of a parking garage in Anchorage, Alaska, and approving the issuance of bonds for the purchase of that parking garage, providing notice of an authorization the Commissioner of the Department of Administration to enter into a lease purchase agreement with the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation for that parking garage and providing for an effective date.
The finance. Back to the introduction of guests?
Yes, please.
That objection, we're on our introduction of guests. Mr. Minority Leader.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. You know, every now and then we get the opportunity to introduce a constituent who isn't always glad that they're a constituent. and I have that privilege today. And actually, over time, this gentleman has been a stalwart defender of principle. He has served as the counsel for the Republican Party, and I've even gone to barbecues with him. If the body would help me welcome Ken Jacobus from Taylor Gallery.
Any other guests? Representative Groomer?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to introduce a good friend of mine who's sitting in the back of the Taylor Gallery. He lives here in Juneau, right next to Bullwinkle, as a matter of fact. And he's a very fine attorney, and he's done a lot of public interest stuff. And he sometimes comes down to the legislature, too. His name is Joe Sonnen. Please help me welcome Dr. Sonnen.
Other guests while we're here? Okay, Madam Clerk, are there any more messages from the other body?
There are no further messages from the other body.
Are there any communications?
There are no communications today.
Do we have any reports from standing committees?
The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 381, Tobacco Revenue for University and Correction Facilities, recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for House Bill 381, Finance, with a new title attached to zero fiscal note, representing or recommending Dupass, Wyrock, Holm, Stoltz, Kelly, Meyer, and Chenault. No recommendation, Moses, Jewell, and Curtula. The report was signed by Representatives Meyer and Chenault, co-chairs. House Bill 381 is on today's calendar. The State Affairs Committee has considered committee substitute for Senate Bill 134, Judiciary, Police Investigation Standards, Arrest, recommending Dupass, Gatto, Elkins, Ramirez, Gruenberg, and Seaton. Three previous zero fiscal notes were attached. The report was signed by Representative Seaton, Chair. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 134, Judiciary, as a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Finance Committee has considered committee substitute for Senate Bill 315, Labor and Commerce, Disposition of Unredeemed Property, attaches a previous zero fiscal note, recommending Dupass, Kelly, and Chenault. No recommendation, Curtula, Hawker, Holm, Wyrock, and Moses. The report was signed by Representative Chenault, co-chairs. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 315, Labor and Commerce, has no further referral. I have no further standing committee reports today.
Are there special committee reports?
The conference committee considering House committee substitute for committee substitute for Senate Bill 172, Finance Amended House, and Senate Bill 172 request limited powers of free conference on the following specific points. Section 3 of the House version, AS 1545-180A, which was amended by both bodies, requires an additional definition of subsection not contained in either version of the bill. The report was signed by Representative Seaton, Chair, Representatives Meyer and Guerra, Senator Terrio, Chair, Senators Bundy and Elton.
Under the powers given to me by the Supreme Court, no, under Uniform Rule 42A, I'm giving the Conference Committee limited powers of free conference only on those specific points outlined in their letter. Majority Leader. Oh, that's right. Okay.
The Conference Committee with limited powers of free conference considering Senate Bill 172 and House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 172, Finance Amended House, recommends that Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 172 be adopted. A new fiscal note was attached and two previous fiscal notes. The report was signed by Representative Seaton, Chair, and Representatives Meyer and Guerra, Senator Terrio, Chair, and Senators Bundy and Elton.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Speaker, I move that the House adopt the Conference Committee report with limited powers of free conference, considering committee substitute for Senate Bill 172, Finance Amended House, and Senate Bill 172, thus adopting the Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 172.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall the House adopt the Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 172? Members, please vote. Madam Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk.
34 yeas, 0 nays.
And so, with a vote of 34 yeas, 0 nays, the House has adopted the Conference Committee's report or substitute, thus adopting Senate Bill 172. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of the Conference Committee's report for Senate Bill 172 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the roll call vote on the Conference Committee report will be the roll call vote on the effective date clause. Are there any other special committee reports, Madam Clerk?
I have no further special committee
reports. Are there any resolutions or citations to be introduced?
Citation honoring Merritt Hartvigson, first place winner of the 2004 annual Caring for the Kenai program by Representative Olson and Senator Wagner. Honoring James Sotham by Representative Guerra and Senator Ellis. Honoring Robert D. Miller, Eagle Scout Award by Representative Elkins and Senator Stedman. Honoring Dennis Olson by Representative Elkins and Senator Stedman. Honoring Rachel Steer by Representative McGuire. Honoring Rupert Earl Andrews by Representative Fertula and Wyrock and Senator Elton. Honoring Teresa Reed, 2006 Woman of Distinction by Representative Kelly. Honoring Patty Katzdelic by Representative Kelly, 2006 Woman of Distinction. Honoring Rosalind Kahn, 2006 Woman of Distinction by Representative Kelly. Honoring Marilyn Romano, 2006 Woman of Distinction by Representative Kelly. Honoring Valdez Fisheries Development Association by Representatives Wyrock and Kurtula and Senator Elton. Honoring Juno Jambars Soccer Team, Alaska State Champions by Representatives Kurtula and Wyrock and Senator Elton. Honoring Ketchikan Fire Departments by Representative Elkins and Senator Stedman. Honoring Southeast Island School District's teacher and support staff by Representative Elkins and Senator Stedman. Honoring Legal Services, Alaska Legislative Legal Services by Representative Elkins and Representative Anderson. The Vietnam Moving Wall and the Fallen Sons of Alaska by Representative Thomas and Dahlstrom and Senator Huggins. Honoring 2006 Winter Games Team Alaska by Representative Kelly. Honoring Alaska Crab Coalition by Representatives Wyrock and Kurtula and Senator Elton. Honoring Gene Horner by Senator Huggins and Green and Representative Gatto. Honoring Jamie Smith by Senator Huggins and Representative Newman. Honoring Judge Larry Card by Senator Davis, honoring Carolyn Jones, first woman appointed to the Rotary International Board by Senator Davis, honoring William R. Lyle by Senator Huggins and Representative Stoltz, honoring Patricia B. Pat Wolf by Senator Guest, honoring Houston High School hockey team by Senator Huggins and Representative Newman, honoring Nanilchik Lady Wolverines basketball team by Senator Wagner and Representative Chenault, in memoriam Annabelle Lee Mansfield by Representatives Wyrock and Krutula and Senator Elton, in memoriam Janelle Thomas by Representative Holm and Senator Wilkin, in memoriam Mary Ellen Shea by Representative Guerra and Senator French, in memoriam Donald Eugene Gilman by Representative Olson and Senator Wagner, in memoriam Christine Lee Carlson by Representative Gatto, in memoriam Marion Esther Loomis by Representative Gatto, in memoriam Andrew Carl Bowens by Representative Gatto, in memoriam Lucille Meveline McConaughey by Representative Stoltz and Senator Dyson, in memoriam Randy Lewis Holland by Senator Davis, in memoriam Pauline Utter by Senator Davis, in memoriam Maggie C. Veal by Senator Davis, in memoriam Robert Benson by Senator Davis, in memoriam Alicia Iden by Senator Davis, in memoriam Sally Fred by Senator Kukesh and Representative Thomas, in memoriam Daniel Jackson by Senator Kukesh and Representative Thomas, in memoriam Cleo McMahon by Senator Terrio. There are no further citations or resolutions for introduction.
Did we get everybody in the state? Are there any bills for introduction this morning?
There are no bills for introduction today.
That brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar. Madam Clerk, would you please read the first item on today's agenda?
House Bill 240 by the House Judiciary Committee entitled An Act Relating to Brewery and Brew Pub Licensing. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 240, Labor and Commerce, with the same title attached to zero fiscal note, recommending due pass Crawford, Lynn, Cott, Guttenberg, and Anderson. Amend Ledoux. The report was signed by Representative Anderson, Chair. The Judiciary Committee considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 240, Judiciary, with the new title. Attaches a zero fiscal note, previous zero fiscal note, recommending due pass Cott, Gruenberg, and McGuire. No recommendation, Garrett, Coghill, Wilson, and Anderson. The report was signed by Representative McGuire, Chair. The Rules Committee considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 240 rules with the new title attached to previous zero fiscal note. Having no recommendation, Berkowitz, Harris, Coghill, McGuire, Guttenberg, and Roachberg. The report was signed by Representative Roachberg, Chair. There's three committee substitutes.
Majority Leader.
Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Rules Committee substitute for House Bill 240 with a new title be adopted under the original bill.
No objection. We have the Rules Committee version before us. Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Speaker, I move unanimous consent that the Rules Committee substitute for House Bill 240 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
There is an objection. This bill is heard in third reading tomorrow's calendar. Madam Clerk, please read the next item on today's agenda.
House Bill 306 by Representative Stoltz, entitled An Act Making Certain Land Available for Selection by the Matanuska-Susitna Borough. The Resources Committee considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 306 Resources with the same title, attached to zero fiscal note, recommending due pass Crawford and Ramirez. No recommendation, Olson, Gatto, and Samuels. The report was signed by Representatives Samuels and Ramirez, co-chairs. The Finance Committee considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 306 Finance, attached to previous zero fiscal note, recommending due pass Foster, do not pass Krutula. No recommendation, Jewell, Hawker, Kelly, Stoltz, Meyer, and Chenault. The report was signed by Representatives Meyer and Chenault, co-chairs. There's two committee substitutes.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent of the Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 306 be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Objection. We do have the finance version before us. Madam Clerk, do you have any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Majority Leader.
Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute for House Bill 306 Finance be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
There is an objection. This bill will be heard in third reading in tomorrow's calendar. Madam Clerk, would you please read the next item on today's agenda?
House Bill 381 by the House Rules Committee by request of the Governor entitled An Act Relating to the Financing of Construction, Major Maintenance, and Renovation of Facilities for the University of Alaska relating to the financing of construction of a correctional facility, authorizing the Commissioner of Revenue to sell the right to receive a portion of the anticipated revenue from a tobacco litigation settlement to the Northern Tobacco Securitization Corporation with the proceeds of that sale to finance construction, major maintenance, and renovation of facilities for the University of Alaska and to finance the construction of a correctional facility, providing for the establishment of funds for deposit of those proceeds, authorizing the issuance of bonds by the Northern Tobacco Securitization Corporation for the purpose of acquiring the right to receive a portion of anticipated revenue from a tobacco litigation settlement, and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for House Bill 381 Finance with a new title attached as zero fiscal note, recommending due pass Wyrock, Holm, Stoltz, Kelly, Meyer, Chenault, no recommendation Moses, Jewell, and Crotula. The report was signed by Representatives Meyer and Chenault, co-chairs. I have one committee substitute.
Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 381 with a new title be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Objection. We have the Finance Committee version before us with a new title. Madam Clerk, do you have multiple amendments?
I have no amendments.
No amendments at this time? Brief it is. Back to order. Did I allow you to make your motion? Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute for House Bill 381 Finance be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
There's an objection. This bill will be heard in third reading tomorrow. Madam Clerk, would you please read the next item on today's agenda?
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 261 Finance by the Senate Finance Committee entitled An Act Relating to the Designation of Traffic Safety Corridors Relating to the Bail or Fine for an Offense Committed in a Traffic Safety Corridor and to Separately Accounting for Such Fines and Providing for an Effective Date. The Judiciary Committee considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 261 Judiciary with a new title pending HCR 44. And the Judiciary Committee later adopted a Judiciary Committee letter of intent. The report attached a previous fiscal note and 2-0 fiscal notes recommending due pass Anderson, Wilson, Cott, Grunberg, and McGuire. No recommendation. Garen Coghill. The report was signed by Representative McGuire, Chair. The Finance Committee considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 261 Judiciary with the new title attached an indeterminate fiscal note, a previous fiscal note, and previous 0 fiscal notes recommending due pass Jewell, Hawker, Foster, Stoltz, Meyer, Chenault. No recommendation, Wyrock. Amend Holm. The report was signed by Representatives Meyer and Chenault, co-chairs. There's one House Committee substitute.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Judiciary Committee substitute for Senate Bill 261 with a new title be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Brief it is. Order. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, just to clarify on that motion to adopt the Judiciary version, the finance that you see up there was the Senate finance, and I'm moving that we adopt the House Judiciary version.
Without objection, we have the Judiciary version before us with a new title. Madam Clerk, do you have any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 261 Judiciary be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Without objection, we're in third. Madam Clerk, please read the title for the third and final time.
House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 261 Judiciary entitled An Act Relating to the Designation of Traffic Safety Corridors Relating to the Bail or Fine for an Offense Committed in a Traffic Safety Corridor and to Separately Accounting for Such Fines Relating to the License Point Penalty Relating to Damage Claims Regarding a Highway Work Zone and Providing for an Effective Date.
Representative Hawker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Senate Bill 261 is proof that occasionally we see light from that dark end of the hallway. We all know that death on the highway is not something really to make light of, but it's something that we must deal with in this state. We know we've had significant problems in particular areas, whether it be my district along the Seward Highway or up in the Matsu and certain corridors up there. This device that is being offered or brought before in this bill today is what we call a highway safety corridor. And what it allows is the commissioner of the Department of Transportation to designate certain geographic corridors, road corridors in the state of Alaska, as highway safety corridors. What that means is those particular corridors receive increased enforcement, increased highway enforcement, increased fines for infractions along that corridor, very similar to what we've enacted in for work zones across the state, and increased signage saying, you know, you get busted here, you're going to pay extra, and you have a higher risk of being caught. And I think that last point to me is the salient point of this whole thing. And with all respect, all of us that drive the highways, when we do not have an expectation of being challenged, punished, or otherwise by highway enforcement personnel, odds are we're not probably going to be paying as close attention to the rules and regs as we should. This bill, very inexpensive, minimal amount to be spent on signage. It's been a proven technique, proven in other jurisdictions to indefinitely mitigate the incurrence of accidents and fatalities. And it allows, it's an item that it provides a great deal of flexibility. If you don't need it in a corridor, you can move it around. It's a very good common sense legislation, and I would actively ask everybody in this body to support this particular bill. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
You ready for the question? Representative Stoltz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We'll move quickly on this, hopefully. This is very good legislation. It's one of these areas you like to point out what your district is best known for and what your region is best known for. And it's not there's certainly no pride in pointing out that you have the most dangerous highways, whether it's my good friend from District 32 with the Anchorage to Girdwood corridor, or from Wasilla to Big Lake, where my friend here, his family, is on the road every day in some manner. This is certainly a very effective way to combat the problem. Changing behavior is the most effective way to reduce the level of accidents. So I think this is a great tool. So thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Newman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. When this issue first came to light with myself, I was having a discussion with Commissioner Tandesky, and he just got the report from DOT about the traffic deaths and accidents on the highways of Alaska. And when we first recognized the fact that the area between Big Lake, my hometown, and Wasilla, the route my family travels every day back and forth to work, and from Kinnick Goose Bay out to Wasilla, has three times as many deaths as the Seward Highway, which we all know how bad that is, this really struck home for me. And that really it made a huge difference in my opinions on how we attacked this. We had a lot of public meetings up in the valley on this, had a lot of support from the locals, the business districts that are in these acting corridors who have to try and provide for access to people going in and out of their businesses, who fully support this, and I'm very proud to help bring this to this body. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Ready for the question? Representative Guerra.
Just briefly, in the Judiciary Committee, we added a provision that I think is important. Throughout the state, certainly, there are dangerous sections of highway. The area north of Girdwood on the Seward Highway, since 1971, since 2001, there have been 75 accidents, another fatal one this January, and they seem to happen on a regular basis, especially in no-passing zones, especially where people are driving into oncoming traffic. So the provision we added in the Judiciary Committee, to the extent these bills can educate people, we've also added for enhanced driver's license points to the extent you pass in a no-passing zone in one of these areas, because that is probably the major cause of deaths that occur on these highways, if not the major cause, one of the major causes. And I personally am fortunate to be here. There was a point over the last 2 years where both on the highway south of Anchorage and the highway north of Anchorage, I fortunately was 5 minutes ahead of two head-on accidents that were caused just by that. And so I'm lucky to be here, and other people aren't. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Ready for the question? The question is, shall House Committee substitute for Committee substitute for Senate Bill 261? Pass the House. Members, please vote. Madam Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk.
38 yeas, 0 nays.
So with a vote of 38 yeas and 0 nays, Committee substitute for Senate Bill 261 has passed the House. Mr.
Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on a passage of House Committee substitute for Committee substitute for Senate Bill 261 Judiciary be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the roll call vote on the bill will be the roll call vote on the effective date clause. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I also move and ask unanimous consent that the Judiciary letter of intent be approved.
Without objection, the letter of intent from the Judiciary Committee will be approved. Representative Wilson.
Permission to roll up the calendar.
Without objection, we're going to roll up the calendar. Introduction of guests, Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have a constituent in the Taylor Gallery, and it's Jay Stelzenmuller, and he is on the Assembly in Sitka, and I would ask everyone to give him a warm welcome.
Brief at ease.
Order.
Hey, John, save that note, please. Madam Clerk, to please read the next item on today's agenda.
House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 12, State Affairs, entitled An Act Relating to Procurement for a Person Conducting Business in or Having Headquarters in Countries that Support or Ignore Slavery and Trafficking in Persons. The bill's in third reading.
Representative Amherst.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Can we go back to second reading for the purposes of adding a specific amendment?
Without objection, we're back at second reading for the purposes of a specific amendment, that being new amendment number one. Representative Ramirez.
Mr. Speaker, I move new amendment number one.
There is an objection. Representative Ramirez.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. New amendment number one incorporates some constructive language and broadens the intent of Senate Bill 12, FSB 12, and it has the blessing of the bill sponsor.
Brief it is.
Order.
SB 12 is going to be rolled to the bottom of the calendar until we get some more information about it. Madam Clerk, please read the next item on today's agenda. President Guerra?
Speaker, may I have permission to roll up the calendar to
introduction? Objection, we're under introduction of guests. Representative Guerra.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If I could direct the members' attention to the Petrovich Gallery, I have a constituent. The CEO of First National Bank of Alaska, Mr. Dave Lauer, is here. If you can help me welcome him, I'd appreciate it.
Representative Hawker.
And Mr. Speaker, under introduction of guests, as long as we're up here in the Petrovich Gallery, the two gentlemen, particularly Mr. Paul Laird, most of us know, hails from my own District 32. Very happy to have him here. And Mr. Lynn Johnson next to him. I don't know where he comes from, but I know he spends a lot of time in Girdwood, and that's also my district. So I'd like to thank them both for watching.
Other guests while we're here? Okay, let's roll back down the calendar to the calendar. Madam Clerk, please read the next item on today's agenda.
House Committee Substitute, Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 20, Finance, entitled An Act Relating to Offenses Against Unborn Children. The bill's in third reading.
Mr. Coghill, Mr. Majority Leader. Oh, I'm sorry, Representative Cartula.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd request that we move back to second reading for the purposes of a specific amendment, that being amendment number one.
I don't have it. Okay, without objection, we're back to second reading for the purposes of a specific amendment, that being amendment number one.
And I move the amendment.
There is objection.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. You know, this House has a very proud tradition of reaching across the chasms that sometimes separate us. And there's been many a time when I've been incredibly proud of the House for doing just that. This amendment would take away many of the unforeseen consequences, the legal battles, and just the sheer sadness that this debate often causes us. The amendment would increase penalties. And I'd like to just do a quick comparison between some of them, Mr. Speaker, if I might read.
No objection.
But the enhanced penalty amendment will bump up every crime a notch if committed against a pregnant woman who the perpetrator knew or should have known was pregnant and causes termination of a pregnancy. So, for instance, rather than beginning at a 20-year sentence for the first-degree murder, the amendment would make it a mandatory 40-year sentence for murder two. Instead of a current 10-year minimum, it would be a 30-year minimum on up to 99 years. For manslaughter, rather than being from 5 to 20 years, it would be punished as an unclassified felony of 10 to 99 years. And similarly with assault 2, assault 3, assault 4, and even any classified Class B misdemeanor would go up commensurately. They would double on the minimums. There's also an aggravator for crimes involving physical injury to a pregnant woman, regardless of whether the perpetrator knew or should have known that the woman was pregnant. Another thing that this amendment does is it removes the confusion over whether or not some of these sentences would be handled concurrently. That is, you'd get a more minimal sentence This makes it mandatory. This actually puts teeth in a much higher sentence if someone harms or, God forbid, kills a pregnant woman. It's a good, good reach across that chasm. It puts teeth into the law. It would be very easy to use, and it would not leave to chance how it would be applied. So I encourage you, and I know that we'll have debate on this, and I appreciate all differing views on this, but again, ours is a proud body. We've done a lot of good over the years, and I encourage you to support the amendment. Thank you.
Brief at ease. Here, please. You ready for the question on amendment number one? The maker of the amendment's not here. What happened to her? All right, here's the deal. We're not going to delay any longer on this bill here. Brief it in. Oh, is it? Okay, go ahead and withdraw the amendment.
Mr. Speaker, I withdraw the amendment for now.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hold this bill in third reading on tomorrow's calendar, and then we'll go back to second tomorrow for amendments. Madam Clerk, please read the next item on today's agenda.
House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 132, Finance, amended House, entitled An Act Relating to Complaints Filed With, Investigations, Hearings, and Orders of, and the Interest Rate on Awards of the State Commission for Human Rights and Making Conforming Amendments. The bill's in third reading.
Representative McGuire. Oh, I'm sorry, Representative Roberg. I have Representative McGuire down here. Hey, I got
Mr. Speaker, I can understand why, and I'm sympathetic to your dilemma there.
You've changed looks a lot,
Representative. No, not going there. Mr. Speaker. The goal of this commission is to quickly conciliate disputes in both parties and get them back to work and not litigate. And that's a very admirable goal. The bill amends the investigative and procedural laws of the commission to enhance the fairness, increase efficiency, and provide true enforcement discretion to the commission. That's a very important point. It streamlines the process, allowing for efficient determination of unnecessary complaints, and protects the rights of those discriminated against. This is an important issue. There's no diminishment of the ability of somebody that's been aggrieved to bring forth a claim. And this gives the executive director discretion, similar to that of a criminal prosecution, to consider all the evidence before deciding to move forward with a complaint and hearing. And importantly, Mr. Speaker, this does, and for the record, reverse the Department of Fish and Game versus Meyer case, in which it made it mandatory if a complaint is supported by a low threshold of evidence called substantial evidence. This provides the commission with the genuine prosecutorial discretion, which will allow it to commit the resources necessary. In other words, Mr. Speaker, right now you can't use affirmative defenses and other typical means of defending a complaint because of that particular case law, and that needs to be set aside. With that, Mr. Speaker, I think we had a very good debate on this yesterday, and I'd commend it to the body's support.
Ready for the question? Mr. Minority Leader.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. I'll be very brief. You know, the Human Rights Commission was once a pretty good, strong sled dog that helped pull people, make sure their rights were taken care of. But I think what this bill does is turn it into just a yapping little lap dog. And I hope we vote it down.
You ready for it? Representative Guerra?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm trying to. Mr. Speaker, we certainly had a lot of discussion about this yesterday, but I want people to know where the Human Rights Commission is going to be after we pass this legislation. Earlier in the, a number of years ago, the staff at the Human Rights Commission was vibrant. They've lost a quarter of their staff in recent years. The average, there are caseworkers at the Human Rights Commission who handle and juggle 60 cases, when in the states that have vibrant Human Rights Commissions, they have half that caseload. Yesterday, we tried to come up with a way to help people who are victims of discrimination based on gender, based on race, get help. And I don't think we've figured out a way to reverse this trend where the Human Rights Commission is helping fewer and fewer people. And I don't think this bill is going to help us do it. Coming up with ways to accept and look at fewer cases is not the solution to a problem that involves a serious matter like discrimination, Mr. Speaker. So I hope we can come up in the future with some way to reverse the trend that has us helping fewer people, that has us looking at fewer discrimination cases, that has us turning a blind eye more frequently to the issue of discrimination, Mr. Speaker. I'm going to be a no vote on this measure. I don't think it does anything to help us address legitimate claims of discrimination any better than we have in the past. And right now we're on a trend going the other way.
Ready for the question? Question is, shall House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 132, amended in the House, pass that House, members please vote. Madam Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk.
24 yeas, 14 nays.
So the vote of 24 yeas, 14 nays, House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 132 has passed the House.
Majority Leader. I have a brief please.
Brief please. Come back to order. The next item on the agenda, House Concurrent Resolution 43, will not be taken up at this particular time. Madam Clerk, please read the next item on today's agenda. Brief it is. Madam Clerk, please read the next item on today's agenda.
House Concurrent Resolution 44 by the House Judiciary Committee suspending Rules 24C, 35, 41B, and 42E Uniform Rules of the Alaska State Legislature concerning Senate Bill Number 261 relating to traffic safety corridors.
Ready for the question? This is a title change resolution for the bill we just passed, Senate Bill 261. Members, please vote. Madam Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk.
38 yeas, 0 nays.
So the vote of 38 yeas and 0 nays, House Concurrent Resolution 44 has passed the House. Madam Clerk, please read the next item on today's agenda.
Do we go to citations or the bill?
What do we have, 12? For the information of the body, Senate Bill 12 is going to be held in its present location until tomorrow's calendar. Madam Clerk, please read the next item on today's agenda.
There's citations on today's calendar.
Majority Leader.
I ask unanimous consent that citations on today's calendar be approved.
Objection. The citations on today's calendar are approved. Representative Stoltz.
Bert, back to
without objection, we're under introduction of guests. Representative Stoltz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was just introduced to somebody I had heard a lot about. Just got to meet him. Not sure where he's from, but he stepped forward to serve all Alaskans as the appointee, the most recent appointee on the Board of Fish. I was very pleasantly surprised what I heard about him. He doesn't have horns and cloven hoof. Jeremiah Campbell.
Any other guests for introduction? And just for the information of the body, HCR 43 will be on tomorrow's calendar as well. Is there any unfinished business? Reconsideration for House Bill 485 will be postponed until tomorrow's calendar as well. Mr. Majority Leader? All right, Mr. Minority Leader?
Thank you very much. I'll answer to either title, Mr. Speaker. But SB 132, I'd like to serve notice of reconsideration for that.
Senate Bill what?
132.
132. Reconsideration has been given on Senate Bill 132. Anything else in unfinished business, Mr. Majority Leader? If not, committee announcements. Representative Samuels.
Meeting at 1 o'clock.
Resources at 1. Representative Duddle.
Representative Samuels is quick, then House Transportation at 1:30.
Transportation at 1:30. Resources is quick. Other committee announcements, Representative Newman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Because of commitments to the members from the Special Committee on Education, will be postponed to call the chair due to commitments for the other committees. Thank you.
Are you going to try to have one today, or?
I don't know.
Depends on if the telephone works, right? All right. Any other committee announcements? Other announcements, special orders, Mr. Majority Leader.
And Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Wednesday, May 3rd.
Objection. We're in adjournment until tomorrow.